أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنذرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنذرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 13 to 18 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion that had begun yesterday was the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which meant the creation of insan, and then Allah's command that the malaika make sajda, and included in the command was the shaitan to make sajda towards Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which obviously he had refused, and his rationale that he is better than Adam alayhi salam. He was made from fire, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from clay. One important aspect that we need to reiterate is that he did not realize that fire is destructive, clay is constructive, and his rationale was incorrect. But had his rationale even been correct, then also above everything and most supreme is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whether it is understood, the rationale is understood or not, a believer, a person that has iman, will fulfill the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and not look into logic. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala said to Shaitan, قَالَ فَهْبِتْ مِنْهَا, that descend from here, get down from here, from minha, from it. Where is this place? Some ulama said it was in Jannat, and other ulama said it was somewhere in the Samawat, in the seven heavens, that all of this had taken place. فَمَا يَكُونُ لَكَ أَن تَتَكَبَّرَ فِيهَا, that it does not befit you that you make takabbur, that you have pride, superiority, arrogance in it, either in Jannat or either in the skies. The reality is this, that a human being and a person, a creation of Allah Ta'ala, is not supposed to have pride in any case. Al-Mutakabbir is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is most supreme and Allah Ta'ala is most high, and no one else can assume that position of loftiness, and no one can assume the position of superiority over another individual. فَخْرُجْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, so leave from here, get out from here, for certainly you are from the صَاغِرِينَ, in other words, you are from those who are disgraced. قَالَ أَنذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, when Shaitan realized that he has been cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has been now expelled from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he submitted to Allah Rabbul Izzat, أَنذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, grant me respite till the day that people will be raised, in other words, till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to that, قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ, certainly you will be granted respite. In this ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah Ta'ala does not say till what time he will be given respite. But in the other surahs, in Surah Hijr, in Surah Sad, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, to a known time. And what was that known time? That known time was till the disintegration of this earth, till the end of earth, till the end of this earthly life. In other words, if you put it the other way around, there are going to be the two blowings of the trumpet, the first that will signal the end of this world, and the second that will be the raising on the day of Qiyamah. Shaitan wanted respite till the raising of the Qiyamah, the second trumpet, but Allah Ta'ala said, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, till the first trumpet. Had Allah accepted this du'at ila yawmi yub'athun, then shaitan would have never died and he would never have come to an end. And that is not what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had desired. Hence Allah ta'ala had accepted this plea of shaitan. One very important aspect, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes in his tafsir, is that shaitan was disobedient to Allah. He was arrogant. He tried to create a rationale against the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and he found himself to be superior to Adam alayhi salam. His jealousy against Adam alayhi salam, all of this, yet he made dua to Allah, he submitted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted. This is the very, very important aspect, that Allah is one that accepts du'as. Allah is the one that accepts the pleas of an individual. How much more would Allah Ta'ala accept the du'a of a believer, a person that has faith in Allah Ta'ala, a person that worships and makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, shaitan's second contact with Allah, his second discussion with Allah Ta'ala, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said, Allah, because you have deviated me, then لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ, I will, now the word أَقْعُدَنَّ actually means to sit for them, but it actually means I will sit in ambush for them, for insan, صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, on your straight path. I will wait like how an attacker is going to attack his enemy, waiting in ambush. I will also wait in ambush for insan, because now it is clear that the enmity has been caused. Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan, through his own doings, did not make sajda and was cursed by Allah Ta'ala, but he perceived it as the fault of Adam alayhi salam. And this is another very great weakness of insan also. We do the wrong and then we'll blame everyone else and we'll find all the excuses. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now relating this discussion, that لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ, I will sit, I will wait in ambush. And again, this word sirat al-mustaqim has been discussed on three occasions lately in the previous surah, and this is the important aspect for a believer, to remain on this sirat-i-mustaqim, the straight path that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has chalked. Otherwise shaitan waits in ambush. And then thumma la'atiyannahum, then I will approach them, min bayni aydihim, from in front of them, wa min khalfihim, from behind them, wa an aymanihim, wa an shama'ilihim, from the right hand side and from the left hand side, in short, in all directions. Not from above, ulama have written, from above, the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala descends and shaitan cannot descend and shaitan cannot attack insan from above. From below, it is not normal that anybody will attack someone from below, and that is why our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us, keep the gaze down, because from there is no onslaught, there is no attack of shaitan. Now in other ayats in Surah Hijr, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ, how is this attack going to happen? Shaitan is going to make tazyeen. Shaitan is going to beautify and adorn our deeds, the ill deeds, our wrong deeds. Sometimes it's a good deed with an ill or bad intention, or motivated by a bad intention. And shaitan will make that look good for a person. And in that way, that tazyeen and the decoration of shaitan comes between insan and his deeds. First, shaitan will not want a person to bring iman in Allah Ta'ala. After a person brings iman, shaitan will create doubt in a person. When there is no doubt in a person's deen, shaitan will make a person create an innovation in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last of the ploys of shaitan is this, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, and you will not find most of them appreciative and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here we learn, if we want to fight the onslaught of shaitan, the very first rule will be that become amongst the shakirin, become amongst those that are appreciative and are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, Allah ta'ala reiterates and Allah ta'ala says, now descend, leave from here, go out from here, in this state, مَذْؤُومًا مَدْحُورًا, two qualities Allah Ta'ala uses. One is in a wretched, unfortunate, and in a rejected manner. This is how you will leave from here, being cursed by Allah Rabbul Izzat. What is cursed? Al-Bu'ad min Rahmatillah, to be expelled from the Rahmah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. لَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ, then whoever follows you from amongst them. لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنْكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, we will certainly fill Jahannam from you, in other words, people from you, all of you. And in that way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes this section of the discussion, that the onslaught of shaitan will always be there. We need to seek the ta'awudh, the refuge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the protection of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and always be on guard. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.